This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consider now, if you would, the MOOC. Massive open online courses, hence MOOCs, taught usually by college professors geared toward college kids or perhaps curious adults. Or at least they used to be that way. As Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports from Learning Curve, which is our project about the intersection of education and technology, MOOCs are going to high school.
Dr. Janine Graham wrangles a room full of squirmy high school seniors. They're settling in for a psychology class at St. Margaret's Episcopal School in San Juan Capistrano, California.
Okay, so today, as promised, we're going to talk about this research study.
Today, she's teaching 18 kids about nature versus nurture. This February, she'll be teaching thousands.
I think it's incredible, and also a little bit scary.
Graham is creating an intro to psychology MOOC for the online learning nonprofit edX, one of the biggest MOOC providers. Her class will be one of about two dozen free high school classes edX is launching over the next several months. Graham says for St. Margaret's, it's a chance to extend the school's mission of service and education. And personally, she says, her high school self would have jumped at the chance.
I grew up in a very small rural town. And I didn't have access to this kind of coursework, and I think I would have loved it.
It's those types of students the new edX offerings are after. Motivated, but without access. Many of the online courses are AP level in subjects like physics, environmental science, and chemistry. Anant Agarwal is the CEO of edX.
A lot of high schools do not have a rich set of AP courses. It's just too expensive.
MOOCs are free, though a student can buy a certificate of achievement. Agarwal says the number of middle and high schoolers taking edX's MOOCs could eventually account for about a third of the company's students. That's a pretty compelling market, considering edX has 3 million users now.
I think high schools will embrace this because learners can directly take some of these high school courses.
The question is whether they'll finish them. Currently, the MOOC completion rate is abysmal, only about 10%, which is part of the reason high schools have been slow to adopt them.
I see MOOCs as sort of a supplement, sort of an addition to, and not a takeaway from, the educational experience.
Craig Wilson is the head of the University of Miami Global Academy, an online middle and high school that's experimented with creating its own MOOCs. He says most teens need teachers or mentors to connect with, to get them across the finish line.
What I see high schoolers really needing is still that sense of community.
Some high schools are experimenting with giving students credit for MOOCs taken as supervised independent studies. The digital education company Amplify is offering an AP-level MOOC with in-school coaches. Of course, some super-motivated, hyper-focused high schoolers aren't waiting on adults to figure MOOCs out. And a warning here, if you are a teenager freaking out about getting into college, or a parent freaking out about your teenager getting into college, you might want to turn the radio down for the next 30 seconds. James Lentner is a 17-year-old student in Georgia who takes MOOCs in his free time.
Let's see, I've taken five.
Behavioral Economics in Action, Energy 101, Medicinal Chemistry.
So I feel like if I'm learning something, that's better than just kind of rotting my mind playing video games.
Lintner says the classes have helped him figure out what he might want to study in college. And he's hoping they might also help him get in. He's including the MOOCs on his applications. That's right. Now you basically have to go to college before you can get into college.
So I just put something like MOOCs with edX, and then in parentheses what a MOOC is.
Just in case, he says, the admissions rep doesn't know. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.